I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Yesterday in Summer League Baseball, it was Ithaca getting the win 4-2 over Royal. They scored all three runs in the third inning on a Cody Burns at bat. With the bases loaded, Wes Nelson scored on a wild pitch, and then Cody hit a double to bring in Sammy Clary and Mac Neef. Cody scored again in the sixth inning when he walked, got on base, then scored on another wild pitch. Winning pitcher was Sammy Clary, who went the seven innings last night to get the victory. In the second game of the night, the Bulldogs were down 6-1 going into the fourth inning, and then came within one on a couple of errors from Adams Friendship. Then some very timely hits from Mac Neef. Also Cody Burns with another double and a hit from Makai Tuola, and it was a 10-8 final. The Bulldogs pick up the victory. Pitching last night, Houston Bolin and Wes Nelson in game two as the Bulldogs swept. In other action from the local sports scene, Quail Run actually got a league in last night and no rain on Tuesday night. Josh Coy with a 36 led the league. Aaron Halverson fired a 37, including a birdie on hole 8. Neil Mahoney with a 39, including a birdie on hole 5. Brandon Miller and Steve Sacchina with 40s. Also Joe Halverson and Jake Colloy, Ken Nick Sr., Andy Marshall, and Chris Fink all fired 41s. Ken Nick Sr. had a birdie on hole 1. Other golfers with holes played under par, Rod Reitz birdied hole 3, Pat Keegan hole 8, and Joe Halverson birdied hole 8. Flag prize winners, Ken Nick Sr. with the closest third shot on hole 1, Rod Reitz had the closest to the pin on hole 3, Aaron Halverson the longest drive in the fairway on hole 5, Ken Nick Sr. closest to the pin on hole 7, and Trevin Thielman longest putt on hole 9. This week marks the end of the first half, and normally a team would be announced as the winner of the half, but because of three rainouts and the pending makeup rounds, a winner can't be announced until next week. A senior member of the Tuesday Men's Golf League is retiring from his day job and will be able to spend more time on the course trying to improve his game. Tom Davis is retiring from Richland Patterns after more than 45 years of dedicated service. Congratulations, Tom. There were some makeups, though, made from last week's matchups. Brandon Miller had a 39 for week 10. Also, Neil Mahoney with a 40. Aaron Halverson, a 41. Jared McDonald, Steve Sacchina, and Rod Reitz all had 42s. On Tuesday night, Church of the Nazarene kept their undefeated run going, topping St. Mary's 13-5. All players for the Nazarenes had at least one hit. St. Mary's scored 5 runs in the top of the first, but was shut out the rest of the way. Richland Baptist Temple 2 downed Bethel Lutheran 13-8. Malachi Fretz had a home run in the win. Fred Cathy was on base safely 3 out of 3 times. Boscobel Assembly of God notched its first win of the season, 21-15 over Free Methodist. Travis Hudson was 5 for 5. Caleb Langer was 4 for 5 to lead Boscobel. Adam Burns had 2 home runs for Free Methodist. And the Mission topped Richland Baptist Temple 2, 20-3. Quinn Tidrick had 5 hits. Games rained out May 21st will be made up tomorrow night. Thursday night's lineup includes, at 7 o'clock, the Mission will play Richland Baptist Temple 1 with Richland Baptist Temple 2 umpiring. At 8:15, Bethel Lutheran plays Richland Baptist Temple 2. The Mission will umpire. On the West Diamond at 7, St. Mary's will take on Church of the Nazarene. Boscobel Assembly of God will umpire. And at 8:15, Free Methodist plays Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. Regularly scheduled games will be played on Tuesday, July 16th. Another evening of makeup games from July 2nd will be played on Thursday, July 25th. An updated schedule with the makeup games has been published on the league's website, rcchurchleague.com. The Simon Sharks hosted Lancaster and Prairie du Chien last night at Simon's Recreation Complex. Lancaster narrowly edged out the Sharks by scoring 397 to the Sharks' 387. Prairie du Chien came in third with 328 points. The Sharks' youngest member, rookie Eve Brohl, made her Sharks' debut swimming, freestyle butterfly, and breaststroke. James Waterfall led the Sharks in scoring by winning the freestyle butterfly and breaststroke. In the freestyle, the Sharks had a strong showing from Rylan Muller Kalen Burns, Luke Fretz, James Waterfall, Pearl Fretz, Grace Fretz, and Malachi Fretz, claiming first place in 7 of the 10 age groups. The 11 and 12-year-old boys swept the 50 butterfly. James Waterfall finished first, Ben Bosworth finished second, and James Clark secured a third-place finish. Kalen Burns won the girls' 9 and 10 individual medley by over 20 seconds. The three-person 15-18-year-old girls relay team of Chloe Hying, Grace Fretz, and Braylon Olson edged Lancaster with a time of 2:14.02 to Lancaster's 2:15.20. The Sharks are back in action Thursday when they travel to Boscobel. On the state scene, a 6-run explosion by the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 6th inning made the return home disappointing for the Brew Crew Tuesday night. That rally highlighted a 12-2 humbling loss at American Family Field. The score was tied at 2 when the visitors struck. The Pirates belted 5 home runs in the game. Colin Ray absorbed the loss, and 3 Pittsburgh pitchers held Milwaukee batters in check. Here is manager Pat Murphy.
We haven't had one of those games in a while. And especially at home, we've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 and 90 games, you know. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job, took us out of it.
And Murphy says the team just has to get back to work.
You have to wash it off and kind of review why you're in the spot you're in, you know. Might not have changed tonight's outcome. But certainly, our bullpen's beat up a little bit. I mean, we got a bunch of guys on the shelf. You know that. We've had that all year. But guys just have to be a little more consistent.
Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia 10-1 over the Dodgers. The Mets 7, Washington 5, Cincinnati 12, and Colorado 6. Atlanta 6-2 over Arizona. In the American League, Tampa Bay 5, the Yankees 3, Cleveland 9-8 over Detroit. Boston 12, Oakland 9, Texas 5-4 over the Angels. Minnesota at the White Sox, postponed. Kansas City at St. Louis, postponed yesterday. The Cubs were winners 9-2 over Baltimore, Houston 4, Miami 3, San Francisco 4-3 over Toronto, and Seattle was a winner 8-3 against San Diego. Signing forward Haywood Highsmith would have helped the Bucks get some of the athleticism back, but it was not to be, even though superstar guard Damian Lillard reached out to the 27-year-old forward, who is known for his quickness and defense. Highsmith is going to stay with the Miami Heat. He reportedly has signed a 2-year deal worth $11 million. Dairyland Express reports that he averaged 6 points and 3 rebounds a game last season, connecting at almost 40% of his 3-point attempts. Former Badger forward Akeem Ford is headed to the 2024 Paris Olympics as a member of the team from Puerto Rico. The 6'8" Ford has Puerto Rican heritage through his mother. He has played professional basketball for the last 6 years, finishing this past season with the Wisconsin Herd in the NBA G League. Puerto Rico is making its first appearance in the Olympic Games in 20 years. Its first game is scheduled for July 27th. And Caitlin Clark leads Angel Reese in the race for WNBA Rookie of the Year honors at the midpoint of the season, according to a national panel of voters. Also, the duo have garnered national headlines with record-setting rookie seasons, so it's no surprise that they're leading candidates for the award. Clark is leading the WNBA in points accounted for with 713 and also leading the chance for consecutive double-doubles with 13 and leads the league in rebounding with 11.9 a game. The panel also unanimously voted Las Vegas forward Asia Wilson as the player of the year at the halfway point and Cheryl Reeves as the coach of the year. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.